All work and no play in our work segment this week. It's all about resumes, unemployment, and job security. We learned last week that the jobless rate is now solidly above 10%, 10.2 for all workers, much higher for men. And we talk all the time about the permanent changes afoot in this economy, that people are being compelled to change jobs, to retrain, to retool. But what if we turn it around a bit? What if the old school goal of finding a lifelong job is not just unattainable, but is actually becoming undesirable?
I think it's fine to work in a job for 25, 30 years if you're a B. I myself need a challenge, and so once I feel like I know how to do something and I come to work and I feel like, you know what, this is a skill that I already have and I know how to do it and I'm not challenged, that's when I need to leave.
That's Scott Dickers, former editor of The Onion, the humor magazine, who left his job to start an animation company. He spoke to one of our producers yesterday. So, you know, is it better to have many jobs or few?
I don't know. I didn't do it by design. I had many jobs because that's what happened.
But it works. You know, it's a good thing. So tell us your story at 877-8MY-TAKE. Joining us now to talk more about all of this is Beth Koblenner, takeaway contributor and author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. And Lauren McDonald, she's the founder and CEO of Intuition Co-op, a design recruiting firm here in New York. Lauren, let's start with you. The idea of staying in a job too long without thinking about alternatives, that can actually hurt you?
Definitely. I think that people become way too comfortable. And if they're in an organization for about 10 years, maybe they are used to things happening a certain way, and that's it.
You know, I remember the comfortable days. You know, maybe that was a good thing. But Beth Koblenner, what do you think?
Well, you know, loyalty really isn't rewarded anymore. You know, back in the 50s and 60s, we had the gold watch, and you get the gold pin for staying 25, 30 years. And there are lots of reasons now that isn't the case, that it isn't rewarded. You know, decline of manufacturing, corporate downsizing, overseas outsourcing, all that kind of thing. But also, one of the very clear economic reasons are pensions. Back in the 70s, the 60s, the 80s, people had defined traditional pension plans. And you get rewarded. The longer you work, the better your pension, because pensions were based on the last few years of high earning years.
And the longer you stayed at a company, the more of a no-brainer it was to stay
put.
Exactly.
Whereas now with 401ks, it's like you could be in your 30s, invest well, and you do great. Whereas if you're in your 60s and you leave with your pension on a bad economic time, you have half the amount of money.
So, Lauren McDonald, the takeaway, it sounds like here, is that if companies are no longer investing for the long haul in employees, all right, maybe you have to do the investing yourself. And you say the best way to do that is to think about alternatives even when you're in a job.
Absolutely. And if a lot of times people are nervous to look at opportunities because they're apprehensive that once they leave, the firm that they worked for 10 years, it won't be there to support them. But there are opportunities that are out there where they might be, it might be more of a risk, but you'll be guaranteed some sort of a bonus.
Well, I would imagine in these particular times where it's hard to find any job at all, people who are in their job, it's going to be a very tough sell to say to someone, you know, you should leave, you should improve your resume by leaving the secure job that you're in and take your chances with the job market. At the same time, for people who hire, what does it look like to, when someone's looking at a resume and they see that somebody's been at the same company for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years? Do they start wondering what's wrong with that the applicant?
I think so. I think that, you know, probably starting in the late 90s, people were jumping a little bit more. Maybe the mid to late 90s, people were really starting to jump around. And they would stay at a firm for 18, 24 months. And then a headhunter would call. They would take the new opportunity. Starting in about 2001, those jobs were, they would hire you. And then you were let go when the downsizing started. So people became very nervous to take a call from a recruiter. Now, if you're at a job and you're holding on with your dear life for that position, there's no end of your bonus. You walk in, you don't know if you're going to have the job the next day.
And the message is, Beth Koblenner, let me get a read on this, that the employers say, well, you must not have taken very many risks if you've only been in this one job for 10 years.
Absolutely. And they look at you, you know, basically, if you've been in a job for over, say, 5, 6, 7 years, and there's no upward mobility possibility, if you have an opportunity to get out, now, of course, these are tough economic times, but if you have an economic, do it. Because otherwise, if you've been in a job for longer than that, they're saying you basically professionally flatlined. And this amorphous thing we talk about is loyalty is weighing you down. Don't feel loyal to a company. And that's the message that's been sent out by employers. And I feel weird saying that because you think loyalty is a good thing.
But Beth, is it psychologically valuable to go every once in a while, whether it's good economic times or not, to say, I wonder what I'd be worth on the open market and think about alternatives.
It's absolutely smart to know what you'd be worth. And that's sort of always, you know, been the standard idea that if you're in a job, you want to sort of fish around and see what's going on just to know what you'd be worth somewhere else. Absolutely. But I think it also brings back a bigger point that why are employers not encouraging loyalty?
Right.
Because academic, I looked into this pretty deeply, and academic studies show that when you are offering sort of a loyal, stable workplace to your employers, employees are more productive. So I think the loyalty that we had in the 40s and the 50s is gone, and I think the smart employers are actually trying to bringing it back, because that definitely engenders more productive workers.
And also, there's such a lack of recognition these days. You walk into an office, you're working there for 12 hours a day, and no one says, you know what, thanks for really working hard.
So without that sense of loyalty enforced by employers, it makes a lot of sense, as a takeaway for this segment here, it makes a lot of sense for employees to shop themselves around,
and
even if they're in a secure job.
Absolutely.
All right, great. Beth Koblenner, takeaway contributor and author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s, and Lauren McDonald, CEO and founder of Intuition Co-op, a design recruiting firm here in New York. Thanks, you guys.
My pleasure. Thank you. Should
I stay or should I go? I mean, isn't that the question, right? I mean, The Clash asks it, but we're interested in what you think.
My name is Marvin Powell, and a 12-year employee with General Motors, and my plant was closed October 2nd, 2009. And I'd say, you know, if you can stay with your company, then stay with them as long as possible, because jobs are extremely hard to find. But on that same wise, always be preparing to be separated from that company. You know, have a backup plan.
We checked with Marvin, who is once a guest on our show. What's he doing now? He's looking into a career in the culinary arts. Tell us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.